afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the market close report for Friday, the 13th of January. Look, it was actually a decent performance, not only today for our market, but also over the course of the week. This is exactly how we did today. The ASX 200 rose by 47 points, almost 0.7% higher to 7,328. And you can see that the All Ords also up about 50 points or 0.7% as well. What this means is we've had three straight days of gains. We hit a fresh 5-week high in the process, up almost around 3% this week. But what's also impressive is that we are closing in on that elusive record high. We're only about 4% away. The last time we hit that level was back in mid-2021. Now, the main catalyst for the improvements today seemed to come out of the United States. It was the most closely watched update of the week, the biggest risk as well. This was an update on US inflation. Now, this actually, as expected and hoped, showed that inflation has actually fallen in the United States for the first time since May 2020 and has not been weaker and lower in over a year. So markets were encouraged by this as a sign potentially that the Federal Reserve has the option to start reducing further the actual size of interest rate hikes in the months ahead. The next time the Fed meets is right at the end of the month, but they'll be making the decision on what to do with rates on the 1st of February. And at the moment, markets are pricing in just a 25 basis point or a quarter of a percent lift. Now, if we look at the different sectors on our share market today, widespread gains, just two sectors underperformed, consumer staples and the utilities, but all other sectors rose. So 9 of 11 improved today. Over the course of the week, we actually had widespread gains as well. Just the utilities fell. Energy and mining stocks were two of the best performers over the week, lifting roughly 4%. There were two key reasons for the improvements in mining and energy stocks in recent times. One of them is the fact that the reopening of China's economy and borders at the moment, that could mean more demand for commodities. And secondly, we've also had the US dollar falling. It's the weakest it's been against the Aussie dollar in about 5 months. And generally speaking, a weaker US dollar can be supportive for commodity prices. So that leads us to different stocks on the Australian share market. And what we've actually seen, really many stocks improving, but these were four that received quite a bit of attention today. BHP has hit a record high for three consecutive days now. And what's been helpful there, obviously a relatively diversified miner, but it makes quite a bit of its money from iron ore. Iron ore prices have rallied again. It's up in the order of about 50%. That's the iron ore price in about 2 months. So its shares have continued to lift very close as well to cracking 50 bucks per share for the first time ever. Another standout, a much, much smaller company in Life 360. This is a tech company that develops an app for families. It's a safety app that helps you track people in your family. Some people don't like that so much, but it's great, of course, for kids. And it shares there up about 11%. Came out with an update today and essentially, amongst other things, said that it's on track to meet its profit goals and revenues for the year, but right at the lower end. But what seemed to capture more attention is that it's actually reducing its workforce by about 14% in an effort to save around $15 million per year. New Hope was another standout. This is a coal miner that hasn't done particularly well this week, but today it actually rose about 5.1%, and its peer Whitehaven Coal also improved. Not as much as New Hope, but the reason why both improved today was a major broker came out and raised the share price target for where it thinks both stocks might be in 12 months' time. New Hope's upgrades were more significant, and that's why the share improvements seem to be bigger as well. And Aristocrat Leisure, finally, was another standout today. Rose about 3.9%. Mind you, a bit of context here is important because it hasn't done very well recently. It actually hit a 52-week low a couple of weeks ago, but managed to lift off those lows today. Now, if we look at some of the losers on our share market today, there were a number of them. One of the worst was Imugene. Now, this is a company that develops cancer drugs, amongst other things, and it fell about 6% on no news in particular. Another underperformer, and really the rest of the underperformers, were lithium producers. We had Core Lithium down about 4.6%. We had Lake Resources down about 4.6% as well. And then we had Pilbara Minerals down in the order of around 4%. So the last month or two, lithium stocks haven't really gone anywhere to the upside anyway. They've generally come off the boil a bit. One of the reasons seemed to be about a month ago, Pilbara Minerals came out with an update and essentially said that it's still selling plenty of lithium on the BMX, which is an auction basically for lithium. But the price it's been selling it at, or at least last time, wasn't as high as some had expected. So markets started thinking that perhaps lithium prices were peaking or getting close to. That hasn't been helpful for that whole lithium space. Now, turning our attention to currencies, the Aussie dollar a little softer than it was a day ago, but look, 69.6 US cents still means it's up near the best levels in 5 months. The Aussie a bit firmer against the New Zealand, sitting at $1.09, a bit softer against the yen at 89.8, and the Aussie dollar did also improve against both the sterling and also the euro. Now, next week is actually going to be quite a busy one for markets globally. In Australia, there won't be quite as much economic data, but we will get an update on jobs on Thursday. That's always important for the Reserve Bank, for economists, for analysts, for investors. So that's certainly going to be one to watch, and it's likely to show that there are probably around 22,000 or so jobs added over the prior month. Also, we've got Tuesday, the busiest day of the month, to find out how China's economy has been doing recently. It's probably not going to be that pretty. We've also got our first full week of US profit results as well. This is for the 3 months between October and December. With plenty of stocks to talk about, including Netflix later in the week. On that note, everyone, have a great night, weekend, and we'll chat again next week.